Hi, this is Dave Schommel, and I'm sitting here this afternoon speaking with Mike Genzweller, the curator of the Bishop Prosser Art Gallery, as we talk about Tom Van Benschoten. Tom Van Benschoten and I had a very close friendship. He was a classmate of mine, graduated here from Bishop Prosser in 1965. From the first time that I ever met Tom, he wasn't your ordinary run-of-the-mill, play sports, go to dances, have a good time, Charlie. He was very, I will say, conservative, very quiet, stood back out of the mainstream. He was built but like a linebacker, but he would have never played sports because sports were never his thing. It was kind of like having a 40-year-old in our class. You know, he was kind of the wise old man among us teenagers, soft-spoken, but his passion in life was art, specifically sketching, pencil sketches, chalk sketches, and he was extremely, extremely talented. He embraced the artist persona. Even as he grew older, he made sure that if you spelled his name, Tom was T-H-O-M and not T-O-M, as the common folks do it. He liked antique cars. I remember him driving some old black convertible and buzzing down the highway with a scarf around his neck and the scarf blowing in the breeze. So he embraced that artist persona, and he liked it, and he took pride at it, and he earned it, and he was very good at it. So Mike has been kind enough to put together a show of his works, and I just got a sneak preview. We've got quite a few of them, and they're very good. Most of them are scenes from Greater Cincinnati. Many of them are scenes from out here at Bishop Prosser in our buildings, in our old building. He was a treasure. He was an absolute treasure. So I'm going to talk to Mike and let Mike talk to you and tell you about the Tom, T-H-O-M, Van Benschoten, a life remembered through his art, a collection of prints and drawings show, which will open here on Sunday, October the 12th.
Thanks so much, Jobs. I just love the fact that we are able to get together and talk about these shows. And I sure hope you save this recording because people need to hear it years and years and years from now. To back up a little bit, I had contacted Tom directly way back in November of 2018, and we confirmed a show then, 2018. But then we had other shows already lined up in the gallery, so I had not scheduled a specific time for him. But then he got back to me in February of 19, the following few months later, and he said, "I just need to back out. I'm not doing very well health-wise, and wouldn't you know it?" Almost exactly a month later, he passed away. So we lost a really good fellow. I'm sorry.
That's all right. No, it's very good.
But to gather myself a little bit, I've been talking back and forth with his wife, Linda, and they met at Gebhardt Art School, which at the time was located in downtown Cincinnati. And I found out this important thing about him. He had started art classes in late elementary school and all during high school, and approximately at the age of 13. He would go to classes on some weekdays, some Saturdays, and typically all summer long. And while he was at Gebhardt, most of the students there did internships, so they were able they were able to work off their tuition. And Tom and Linda were married in 1969. They have three children, and he worked for over 40 years for the Community Press newspapers. That's going back a bit in time, and that was typically a weekly community newspaper, and they were all over Greater Cincinnati. Each community had what we thought then was their own community paper. And he was primarily responsible for working up the ads for their sponsors for the paper. But I think what he really thrived on was producing the artwork for those newspapers, whether it had to do with the ads or if it was strictly a piece of artwork that was accepted for the newspaper. And in reading some things about him, the general feeling that I got from what Tom was about, he was so generous in making artwork and giving it away to friends, whether it was for Christmases, birthdays, anniversaries, whatever it might be. And that came across many, many times in quotes from different people. And one quote that I came across, it's person said he was such a talented person, but more so than that, a kind soul. He had his favorite artists, John Singer Sargent, Albert Durer, was a printmaker. So I can understand exactly why he liked him, because Tom did most of his work in black and white. He was, according to his wife, a classical music enthusiast. He loved movies, especially old movies, and he really, really enjoyed historical things. And Schaub's already mentioned the dates of the show and so on, and I am gradually going to find out more and more from his wife, Linda. I'm going to meet with her this week and find out some more tidbits about Tom. And she has been so, so gracious in filling me in so many ways.
Well, you know, I'm looking forward to it. As I said at the top of this interview, Tom was a proud member of Bishop Rossard, class of 1965. Had a lot of, you know, all of involved in all our class events, came to most of our class reunions, and was a valued member of that class. And quite a few of us still to this day, are instrumental in a lot of the goings on here at Brossard High School. So, you know, Tom had a little more talent probably than most of us. He marched a little bit to the beat of a different drummer, but wow, was he a fantastic artist and did great work. And you owe it to yourself to come out and patronize the Tom Van Benschoten Show.
Thanks, Schaub's. If I could just interject one thing that I remember about Tom when I was here in high school with him. He was 2 years older than me, but I fervently remember a drawing in chalk that he did on a chalkboard here in the fall of the year. It was an autumn scene and showed corn shocks, open field, trees all around it, and it was done just exquisitely. And this was a high school kid. He was probably a junior, maybe. Max, a senior. But he was really talented at that time already.
Very good. All right. The show will start on Sunday, October the 12th, and run the 12th, 19th, 26th, from noon to 4 p.m. here in the Art Gallery at Bishop Rossard High School. Put it on your calendar. Make it a point. Stop out and check out the Tom Van Benschoten, A Life Remembered Through His Art Show.